te gegeen.
Ja.
Kom ek Mercedes Benz toe hier. Ja. Hier om parking te kom half weer terug. Ek het half 8 gestaan die bereise kom.
OK.
Toe ek hom nou gesê ek het nou middagtyd en môre tyd om want ek het nie veel gedoen nie want ek was laas week was ek weg, hierdie week was ek weg. Dan ja. Kan ek reël dalk dat iemand maandag kom kyk wat hier whatever moet gedoen gewees het of okay. As Werner kan kom maandag dan kan ons dit so reël.
Die ding is hierdie is die meeste area nie. Kyle's River is Lindo. But qualified it's I think Lee is the closest. So we can quickly have a look.
Is net moeilik vir my nou in die tyd met die werker hoor dat ek sien dat ek nie sin is daar. Daar's twee ander jongerige mannetjies daar wat nie dieselfde kan doen as wat ek doen nie.
Okay, how many people do you have looking after your pigeons at the moment?
My
or when you are not here?
My mom and my sister over what can feed the birds, but I'm not expecting it to clean. That's what happens here. And then I've tried to explain to him that I can't get anyone or someone here during the day with my mom alone at home.
Okay.
To work at the back. It's not safe. I don't like this is
South
Africa. You can't even trust your own mom.
Mm.
Technically as jy dit nou soek as ek wil nie, dis nie dat ek lelik is nie. Dis net regverdigheid. Ek gaan nie dat en dit is die enigste ouer wat ek oor het.
And how many birds do you have in total about?
He's now in Tretzika, so say 150.
150 racing pigeons or other birds or?
That is fancy pigeons.
Fancy pigeons.
Also, can you see that is, I could need.
What do you do with fancy pigeons? Show them, fly them?
No. They get exhibited, basically.
Okay.
With both clubs, the NFPA, that's affiliated with the government or
who? The NFPA. NFPA, yeah.
Yes.
And?
Our president was Fadil Hendricks. He passed away last year.
Mm.
Now it's Donald Bland. He's the new president of the club.
Okay.
I spoke to them earlier, 2 weeks, 3 weeks ago, and I asked them about it. So they said, basically, your permit is your number.
Okay.
That you, with the NFP club, because we are part of the government.
You and also have rings on the birds,
yes.
Identifying your birds. A certain number for you.
Yeah, those numbers are on my
name.
Okay, so it's what, D23?
That's the different sizes that you get for the different birds.
So you don't have like identity number for each ring or
no.
Does it go
this,
back to
this
you
number,
or not?
This number that's on here,
yeah.
Say if it's
23?
Yes. No, this is the year, but the other number, there's it says NFPA, the size of the ring, that is 60, 96.
No,
so that number is on my name on the website.
Oh.
So if you go to the website, or you...
But there's 17, or the entire number
it
falls under your name.
Yes, the A rings, B rings, D rings, whatever you want.
If you want to breed, say, nuns,
yeah.
Then you'll see my name on there. My name is affiliated with a couple of breeds of birds because that's
okay.
The breeds I'm breeding and I'm doing that for 32 years already.
So you're breeding / exhibiting.
Yes.
How does the exhibits work if you don't fly pigeons?
The racing pigeons
I'm
are
I'm used
different.
To pigeon lofts and the travelling of the racing.
The racing pigeons are different. The racing pigeons, they get raced on a weekend.
Okay.
You train them in a week, race them on a weekend.
Okay.
The fancy pigeons, you get a show date, which is now the 10th of July. We've got a national show.
Okay.
This is where this is from. The small birds, they have like a 350 by 350 by 350 size.
Yeah.
Compartment that they're in. With the small...
Is it in compliance with IATA or bigger than those cages? IATA, the airport regulations, traveling regulations of birds.
It's in compliance with what the government or the SPCA states where the birds, if they are exhibited,
confined?
Because it's only for like a day or two.
Mm.
Normal show is a day from 8 o'clock to 2 o'clock on a Saturday, but the nationals is for 3 days.
Okay.
Then what we do is there's someone in the hole, the birds get fed, the birds' waters get changed.
Right, so there's caretakers in the hole that feeds and gives, okay?
So it's from what day, 3 days from National, it's from which day to?
It's between the 10th and the 15th of July. Okay. Because the 10th, they set up the hole, the 11th is like all the
arrivals,
meetings and whatever they want to discussions, and the AGM is on the 11th. The 12th, the birds get penned in those small or in the different compartments. And after everybody's birds are there, then they start judging. So on maybe Tuesday afternoon, Wednesday, Thursday. Thursday afternoon, Friday morning is the function. And then it's open day for the people to come look at. And then the birds get
taken out. Interesting. I've never known about that, actually.
But yeah, I'm doing the birds for 32 years now.
32 years, that is long. And it's your passion.
Yes.
So what will happen to them? I'm going to ask a very awkward question, but what will happen to them if you have to pass away one day? Do you have friends that will take them over? Or? So you have the contacts, your mother has the numbers, your sister
all
has the
numbers. All of that sorted for whoever. There's two huge farms. There's a guy actually in Philippi, you might know him, Majid Rawood.
You would know better, Jeff.
He's also with the chickens.
Majid.
Majid, Mr. Majid Rawood. He's the owner of...
Which farm?
He's doing that Bompies. He's got a
The apple
huge
ice cream.
Yes, he's got a huge factory in Atlan.
Ice cream factory.
But they're doing that.
Okay.
But mainly that.
Gatties or?
Not gatties. It's like a different type of thing that they're doing. It's like a JC. Fruity type of ice thing that you get.
That name is
the apple one.
Now, his farm
There's lots of Majids there.
Yeah.
But that one, his farm is like on...
Scarp Road, Fifth Avenue, Olieboom.
Olieboom, if you come in from that farm where the horses are.
Yes.
Then you get that three-way stop.
Four-way or three-way?
Three-way.
Where the gravel road is on the one side.
They're selling potatoes and stuff on the left.
Yes,
right.
Yes, okay.
Yeah. Then you turn right down that road.
Yeah.
Not your first stop, the second one. There's a church on the corner. That's a four-way stop.
Yes, that's where Olieboom is.
There you go, left. That road makes like a horseshoe.
Yes.
Then you go past the squatter camp.
Oh, you just go far down.
Yeah.
There's a
road, literally a road where the squatter camp ends. Yeah. There you go left, the first road to your right.
The
last farm there. But also there's a huge road. It's a Klipfontein Road.
That is an affluent, eh?
That Klipfontein Road is running from Athlone down to
Rondebosch, I think.
Yeah,
maybe.
I think so, yeah. But that there's also a near, is it a nursery? It's a white, there's two white walls. It says something about.
I don't know that side that well.
But if you're coming from Klipfontein Road, from Athlone side, at that white walls, I think it's a robot. There you go left, then it says like.
Some nursery
or something. You go left and then your first road to your right and then you turn right into where he stays. His farm is literally on that Klipfontein Road. But that's where the birds will go to if anything happens.
Okay.
That's a huge, huge farm there.
I'm surprised we haven't done that farm yet.
Yeah.
It's interesting.
He's also one of the main guys at the show or our club. And he come visit me
all
regularly.
The time.
Yes.
Okay.
To come check up and stuff like that. So
what was the nature of complaint, yeah?
Firstly, the original complaint.
Yes.
Like I explained to him earlier, there was another black guy here.
I believe it's Saint Louis.
That's way back. Yeah.
No, it was 3 months ago or 2 months ago. That guy was here.
Okay.
So he came here the Friday evening half past 8. I also got just got home from work. So we had his book.
And then we struggled to make meetings.
No, we came in. Oh. But the complaints on his book was my birds were sick, they have lice, and they're sitting in the small cages.
Okay. Who's your veterinarian that you use if you have to use a veterinarian if something breaks out?
No, we're with working your pigeons. With Okert. Okert Botha.
Okert Botha. Where is he?
In Heilbron. He's selling his own
medicine. Where's that? Heil. That's far. And locally, nobody. No. Like for emergencies.
The guy that we used, he's passed on. Yeah, he's Nishk in Panorama.
Lishk Panorama.
Dr. Lishk.
Panorama.
Yeah, he passed away. Yeah.
And exotic vets like CARE and CEAH.
To be quite honest with you, these are like my family. I've had a massive fight with this vet here at the bottom of, of Buitenkant Street.
Okay, is it Brackenfell vet?
Yeah, it's on the corner of
Protea. There by the Pick and Pay?
No. Oh. Yeah, on the corner of Buitenkant and Protea Road.
Mm-hmm.
He's an arrogant little shit. If you go ask him, can I have inner vet or Buitrol? That's the best medicine antibiotics that you can give to birds. Then he will ask you, how do you know you need to give that to your birds? And then I told him, my friend, that time I was already 28 years into my birds.
Mm.
I told him, I'm doing it now 28 years, so I should know.
Mm.
Vitrol, terramycin, you don't get terramycin now anymore. You used to get it in a powder.
Isn't that like a type of ivermectin, type of parasite killer?
Which one? Terramycin?
Nee.
Ivermectin...
Is meer vir groot diere.
You can use ivermectin, yeah.
Very low dose.
In a small dose.
Carbidust.
Carbidust, yes. I do have carbidust here.
Okay.
But here...
Okay.
Like it.
Let's have a look, Rian. You can show us the food. We'll just look at the general stuff. Food, water, you said you have carbidust. Okay, and the pet-friendly stuff is, like, if we use Jik without gloves, wash the bathroom or whatever, you can feel your hands are, like, dry and it sometimes gets white and you're like, what the hell is happening? So if you, say, clean daily kennels, like dog kennels, like with us, we use 10F10, the paw pads can still absorb the cats and dogs. So we use F10 because it's pet friendly. If they stand in the water, nothing's going to happen to them. But Jik and Jasewood, like with humans, is toxic. So long term, it causes health issues, cancer, all those type of stuff. Long term.
I know vinegar is not good for the birds.
That I'm not sure about, but I know about Jason Jik.
But Jik, we don't give, there's a special formula for using that, especially the bigger canister of water that we use. Then you like put half a teaspoon in that, 5 liter, whatever, 3 liter.
Then, I would advise like...
Then we give them the lemon juice. I give that in the water.
As they, like an anti-inflammatory, antibiotic, parasite killer type thing, the acid.
They get... that I mix, that I put over the food.
Okay. I know that's and natural then, agents, yeah.
Yes. Then what I do is also in winter time they get the aloe, the rooibos tea, and dagga.
Natural things, okay.
That's what they get.
Yeah, okay. So let's have a look, the food supply that you have, the cleaning products, the carbidust, basically the pest control that you have. It's a ring neck. So one ring neck, and then how many budgies? Do you want to carry my authorizations and stuff?
30 budgies.
50 budgies, are they mixed breeding pairs?
Two verschillende budgies, type of budgies.
Okay, is it a fan of show?
Basis show budgies. Ik heb hulle,
okay.
Obviously, wat hulle hier gekom het, hulle moet eerst quarantine.
Okay.
Tambourine duisjes.
Tambourine, how many do you have approximately?
Dis die ma, die pa en die dochter.
So only three?
Three. En dan is waar die diamant duisjes?
Diamond, doves.
So if it's raining, I'm just thinking about the ring net now. As we see,
it's inside, my friend. Inside. It's got a blanket that covers him at night.
Okay. Diamond doves, approximately?
10 duisjes.
10. Okay, and then fancy pigeons.
150 fancy pigeons.
Is that all?
Yeah.
Okay, so this is mainly your other types of birds. And then
14 van hulle.
14 wattel, dragoons.
Ja, this is a special breed wat jy kry.
Dit lyk amper soos 'n pes.
So like next weekend, there's people coming in to clean again because I will be out. Because I've got my son that weekend. Then I'm out, normally I'm home and leave with them. Then they will obviously also clean. But the other problem is here now. That's why you see the little fish running around here. These guys are the one to check for you and that side. So it's got love.
I think it's up here somewhere.
And this guy here.
Yeah.
He's sick. He puts stuff against the wall there. And these people have got lovebirds, the ivory. And that's what's actually feeling that mice, that grain is lying there. I never had an issue with that. Never.
Yeah, find it for me. It must be after that. I can't seem to give me the book.
So
it's one of bad news ones. It's, I think it's quite on top. Like, after the 27th of March.
Yeah.
It's not one on top of that.
He was a moors arrogant that I need to know that it was. So I'm gonna explain to you what we look at and how it's gonna benefit you if you're willing to take our advice.
Ek het nie bijna gesê. Ek is rechtvaardig. Mm-hmm. En toe hy die dag gekom het, sê ek, jy het op een verkeerde dag gekom. Ek was ook weg. Die plan was om die duivel geskund om op te kom hier, te lach het jyself en jy verstaan. Ek denk aan hy, dis ook om ek aan hy so goed weer wegkom, dat ons kan praat met mekaar.
Ek wil nou toe met jou kijk.
Ek verstaan dat jy, ek weet wat hy vir my ook gewys, maar het is gedink jy, dat is, hy nie verstaan en nou die aand, dat ek kom sê, luister, ek het nou hier bereid gekom, ek is bezig om my te kom. Ek wees vir my maar baas en bak. Ek meer ek kom sê, luister, ek is nou net hier gekom. Ek wees gekostig, en ek verstaan my kort bak. Ek is bezig om die te leren. Dus dat is dit is wat ik jou gezegd heb. Dus dat is voor mijn gevoel is dat hij niet verstaan
heeft. Nee, dat is waar. So, wat woorden is voor jou die makkelijkste om uit te werken? Hou het ook moeilijk om te denken op. Want alles zit dus nog niet uit.
Ja,
maar ook lijkt anders mij makkelijker.
Ja, je moet platen.
Ja.
Wat hier gebeurd is, is de stand in die bouwstand in die hoek gegaan.
Okay.
En dan heb ik dit uitgeveer, en nou die laaste rug het ek nie kans gehad om buiten om my sand in die hokkie te gooi.
Okay.
Dit sal nou weer gebeur van volgende naweek dag sal ek weer die bouw sand in die hokkie, want ek het hierdie plante gaan kry.
Ah oh ja. Dit is
hoe kom hier oor als in hierdie hokkie is, nou nie daai onderste is, nou moet vijf.
As jy dit stok laat, is nou behoorlik, wat doen jy? Om die
oude
proef af te
krijgen. Kruipers. Dan wordt het schoongemaakt en dan worden die hokken gespuit met die spuitkannetjes. En die goed en dan die duivel wordt uitgehaald en dan in de mandje gepakt en dan obviously weer terug is het als hulle klaar is.
Wanneer
is het breeding season? Dit is alle maanden met de RS. Van september tot april.
Okay. Ja,
dan, die is die summer. Ja, I'm trying to get the English.
Mm-hmm.
If you Google Dragoon, then that will I can actually go onto my Facebook and then I can show you that.
Or Rudea, what a chicken sauce. Okay, or like a bubble tea. Okay. Okay.
What like you?
How old are your birds? How often and how many like died through this one in total? Comparison with all the rest. But that door is not there. Like, what are you going to do?
So, I can give you a 7-day experience because I was in the house.
Okay.
So, my... I have now my... goed achter mekaar gekry, dat die nou, die gaan wees as ek nie hier is om my duivel na te kyk, dat dit is kos en water so sacht as ek gesorg. Hulle sal nou hulle goed gereeld kry en hulle dinge, as ek nie hier is nie. As my ma nie is nie, want my ma pas met die keer vrou sy huis op in Durban wil. So, al daar goed is nou achter mekaar gekry en dan, ja, moet my hokke nou net skoon kom. En dan moet ek weer bouwsand in die hokke ingry. Vir die skoonmaakslag wat makliker gewees.
Okay.
Ek het in teendeel het ek probeer kry, ek het gisteroggend gestop in Robertson om te hoor van daai Peach Pups.
Ja, ek het hulle gooi dat op die grond,
Want hulle nie stop van dit.
Okay.
Want dit werk ook.
Mm. Is dit cheaper as hooi of enigiets anders?
Die hooi gaan nat ook.
Ja, en dan mis dit.
Dat die perskepitte, as jy dit saam met die sand, die duivelse mis dissolve in die sand in, of hy trek in die sand in, so as jy dit opveer, dan is dit net jou dinges.
Okay.
Hulle kry, hulle nesting materiaal is die tefgras en oudtui, nie strooi nie.
Okay.
Oudtui is baie sagter as die strooi.
Mm-hmm.
En hy is makkelijker.
Can you please Explain it into English because
I'm I use the nesting material. I don't use this the normal straw that bales you buy. Mm-hmm. I buy that special, the oat hay that you give to the horses.
It's soft.
And it's softer, it's easier to use for them and for me. Right. And teff grass. Teff grass keeps the heat. Especially if there's babies. Mm-hmm. Especially if it's on a cold day like this, the pigeon's body temperature is 43 degrees. Yeah. So if he had to stand up to go eat or drink water, that eggs, that temperature keeps there for at least 2 hours. It keeps that temperature, yeah, around that eggs.
So it's like a nest that's compact.
Yes.
I want to ask you, how long does it take you to clean all the cages?
A day.
Properly.
A day.
Properly. Okay. We're going to issue you with a letter, all right? Mostly for cleaning. Cleaning looks like the biggest problem here. It's for the health and benefit of your birds and yourself, because this is part of your hobby and your basically business. If you can
say that, right? No, it's not a business.
Okay. hobby then. So we want the best for the animals, okay? Cleanliness-wise, what we look at is the old feces that needs to be cleaned regularly, because it does fester mites and lice and birds carry
that
very easily.
That we get a bag of pellets in Dubai. It's e-ball product. That bag for 25 kgs, $800. Mm-hmm. That pellet contains
antiparasitic.
Yeah.
Okay. But still, we want to prevent it in other ways. So
no, I'm just saying that's...
Yeah. Now, I understand you know lots about the medicine and...
I buy that AV pellet. Mm-hmm. You get the red one and you get the yellow one. It's 725 rand for 20 kgs.
Okay.
And okay. I buy my food.
No, it's expensive.
SA Grain Feeds. Mm-hmm. There's a feed that I got from there by the circle. That's where the food comes from.
Okay. So I'm just going to summarize you what I saw and what we look at in terms of the Animals Protection Act, right? And obviously it's for the birds' health as well. Cleanliness, the old feces. Of course, it's more difficult to clean the wooden cages. I would advise something more similar to the metal or plastic or something that's easy to clean or paper. Maybe if you can get new ones that's painted with waterproof paint, it's easier to clean. Awesome. I know it's difficult, more like this, but that is like the easiest thing to clean in comparison with the wooden cages, but I see mostly out there. So that is a long-term thing you would need to fix. In the meantime, the water bowls has algae in it, so that needs to be cleaned. All the birds need to have enough water, enough perching space. I see your budget has lots of perches. I didn't see if there was enough. I'm trying to remember now.
I think for budgets, I think there's enough. I think there's enough perches for budgets.
Yes.
But now, I noticed a lack of perches on the bigger cages on this side.
Okay.
I think there's one. Most of the birds are sitting down.
Mm-hmm. Okay, but these perches that I took.
So mainly cleanliness, I would say do a thorough deep clean everywhere. You spray, you clean. If everything's clean and it's gonna take long, then it's gonna be so easy to maintain. But you need someone to come in regularly and help.
I actually got a guy, it's a young colored guy, he stays in...
You trust him?
He's helping me for the last 5 years now already.
But every 2 weeks is too long. Anything can happen. Your sister and your mom, probably not their passion, so they're not going to look after it like you do. So they're just going to feed it and look at the basic needs. We want to look at cleanliness, because it is parasites, nesting grounds. Clean water, they are very sensitive to contaminated water. I would say keep an eye on rust, because rust is toxic to birds. Like that is galvanized, I think, so it's not rusting, so that is quite nice. If something rusts, you need to replace that. And then for, I saw you had plastic
25
meter drums. Yes, nests for the pigeons. That obviously is much easier to clean than a wooden box or anything else. So that's actually much easier to clean than if you have a pressure or anything like that. We did observe mice now. So try and find a way. It's going to be difficult because the birds get into contact with a mouse, with a poison mice, they can get sick and die. So I would
That's my fighting with the neighbors.
Okay.
They don't understand it.
So what I'm going to advise you, I'm going to also help you with the parasite control, right? So rodent-wise, they can also injure your birds if they get in there and attack your birds and injure them. So you must get rid of the mice. There is humane ways of doing it. Okay, poison pellets is not going to work. It's going to kill other animals. It's not. It's going to kill the birds. So there is humane traps that you get. I'll get the information for you. We're putting bait, but then you call us. We'll pick it up for you. Take it to a vet to be euthanized humanely, just like a cat or dog. Yeah, we are willing to come and pick them up for that.
I saw something of a PVC pipe.
Mm-hmm.
You drill a hole in there.
Yeah.
Like a piece of wire.
Mm-hmm.
Then you put the mice loves the apparently the cocktail tomatoes.
Okay.
Then you take the fork and then you pick them basically. Then you put it in that finale.
I can't get it out again.
Then you put it in there. So now you keep it in on a certain level.
Mm-hmm.
So now when they get in, that thing tips.
Okay.
So they can't, it's slippery on the inside, so they can't get out again.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So now it's
so in. That's fine, but the trick with traps is you have to check it every open for hours.
We
just make sure legally. So that is where you have to be careful if you put out traps. Let me just check here. Nice trap for the grass, and the other one is not this one. I don't know. At least one each day, so that's 24 hours. Okay, so then somebody has to see if there's a mouse inside. If there is, we don't want you to drown it, we don't want you to let it suffer and die of hunger or thirst, so we'll rather come and pick them up. Instead of you or someone that's here killing them inhumanely. Alright, so that's the mice. Flies is probably a problem in the summer, so you can get fly traps, but I know it stinks, the bags. So,
flies, I can ask a question. Do you know how many flies you get? Different flies you get?
No, there's not. No, I know.
There's a horse farm here.
Okay.
Right behind us.
So we look at them as well. Yeah.
So that is a problem.
Ons sal nou hulle ook gaan kyk. Ons kyk na al die plase. Maar vir jou, om jou kan sprinkel. You can hang a bag. I wouldn't say it should be close to the animals. You keep it like 5 meters or 10 meters away from the animals. You can do the bags or you can do the strips if you really feel like just doing the strips. Okay. Okay. But the bags must be kind of away from the birds, like 5 meters. You don't want the flies going to them, you want to lure them away from them. Okay, so that is a fly trap. Cleanliness, water, disposal of feces.
Yeah.
That needs to be away from the animals, because if a mice or fly goes there, you need to have a separate section in your yard for that. This section for your birds now. You can move everything here. Just for example, and you have that honey tea there. You make a partition and you put your rubbish there on the side. And when it's round there, you take it out. Or you take it away. But then your birds are this side, the shit is that side basically. Okay. So that will need to be fixed. How long will it take for you to clean everything properly? Water bowls, water bowls, the right cages that you want to use, like the galvanized one, because it doesn't rust. These ones are beginning to rust. Keep them away from the floor, the spotty bugs, kind of all is foul. That's where the mice go, where the food falls, the mice are going. So most of them, I would suggest lifting the stuff up from the ground. So if you can move everything, I can give you a longer time to fix everything. And then we'll see how far you got and we'll work with you. Okay, but I want you to legally be okay here. So that if anybody complains, like your neighbor, if they complain, they have nothing to say to you.
So that's also another fight,
and we'll
because
help you.
The original neighbors that used to stay here next to me, they moved out a year ago.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And now, I'm going to use your water here at the bank. Mm-hmm. He complained about marketing it. So they paid someone to come raise the wall.
Mm-hmm.
They took my breeding cages for my pigeons. They killed my birds.
Mm-mm.
I had a huge fight.
How did they kill the birds?
They were the guys that obviously raised them out of the wall.
Oh, okay.
They weren't obviously smart enough to just come and ask, listen, there's some of the breeding cages are on wheels.
Mm-hmm.
Move it away.
Mm.
So they never did. And I was in PE that week.
Okay.
I had to fly down. Call it the emergency at work, and then I had to come fly down and see all of that cuck that was happening here.
Mm.
And then when I asked him nicely, there were imported birds here. 20,000 rand a bird. It's gone, it's killed. I asked him, how are you going to pay me back for that? No, he doesn't have money. So I said, now the birds are dead.
Yeah, you need to prove it though. That's
what?
The difficult part.
The what?
To prove that you killed your birds. That's a very difficult thing. So, okay, I'm going to make lots of questions about this. You can start with the winning bet. You have his name and ID number, right?
No,
and then you can help.
Yeah, but
the key
and
biting
and
no, you write very, very
I'm left-handed, so I can
read. Is it a long morning book?
No, but I can quickly grab it.
Grab that one for me, please. Okay. If I actually want to take a bite, the aim is to authorize under the animal protection, okay? So this tag basically needs some basic needs from all of you. Ek kan jou 'n idee gee. Onder animal means any equine, bovine, sheep, goat, pig, fowl, ostrich, dog, cat, or other domestic animal, or bird, or any wild animal, wild bird. The bird is the animal. Okay? Owner is in relation to an animal, includes any person having possession, charge, custody, and control of that animal. Dus jy nog iemand wie nie is, is die eienaar. Soos jy nie is nie, is jy ma en jou sister die eienaar van die plaas. Nee, nee, nee. Volgens die wet. Alright. Dan, ek probeer nou liever dat jy behoorlik verduidelik na wat ons kyk. A include alles. So B is nou hulle is almal confined. So wat ons moet doen as hulle confined is, ons moet dit so meer natuurlik maak vir hulle soos wat jy kan. Okay? So when they confined, you basically have to afford them adequate space, ventilation, light, protection from shelter, from heat, cold, and weather. That's where the winner comes in. He is exposed to the weather elements. We know Cape Town, we know the storms if you are not here, and it rains and the wind blows, he can die because of the cold. Alright, so I would rather, if it is a nice bird, if you want to bring him inside and it's a pet, rather do that and keep him inside. If you
90% of the day normally inside, but I just took him out this morning because he was making, when he sees the sun coming out, he's making a noise and then he wants to go out, then he's alright.
Or you throw plastic over it or you give a walkie to him. so that he has somewhere to go if he wants to put him outside. Something close like the other cages, right? So the redneck needs shelter. Did you see any other ones? All the others, except now for the back.
So that one is actually inside the house.
Okay, but now, but okay. So we, when we inspect, we go on what we find on that day. All right.
Okay.
So we go on what we found now when we got there. So what we saw now is inside always. Rather keep him inside always. I'm just suggesting if we get here next time or it's a different inspector, and they see him outside and it's still not, doesn't have shelter, then it is a problem, basically. Okay. So we don't know if that's going to be a sunny day, a rainy day like this week or what. But as long as he has a backup plan to go and hide and be in them. Okay. So that's the one thing. Okay. So you know, what do you think there? Jeff. Jeff, you are good with better than me. I've seen your stuff. It's better than me.
Your handwriting
is perfect. Come on, Jeff. You write very nicely. Okay, you write, I'll explain to you. So, the cages at the back are broken. And the list is not enough. So, you have to say you're going to escape.
Yeah,
I'm going to escape. Okay. So, when are you going to
vandaag. Ja, ik denk dat ik het nog doen, dat ik het
nog doe, dat ik het nog doe, dat ik het nog doe, dat ik het nog doe, dat ik het nog doe, dat ik het nog doe, dat ik het nog doe, dat ik het nog doe, dat ik het nog doe, dat ik het nog doe, dat ik okay, unnecessary. So, as we need water, is nie, kan mens dit ook aansteek. Die vuil gaat van die ander plek hier inkom. So, hier sal staan ook die kan poison lei nie. So, dit is waar die muis nou inkom. Ek sal vir jou kantoor te gaan en vir die main trap en te kry, want ons het ook die traps op die main. Soos die tunnel dingetjie waarvan ons gehad het, het die lief ons bouw en ons het hulle uit die main weer, in plaats van verdrink of iets het. Okay. So, ons gans krijgen the cages or the birds to be moved, cleanliness from feces, cleanliness for water, shelter for the redneck. We can make recommendations on the fly and rodent control. Okay? If you remember anything else, just remind me because I'm going to be now. So, E is the most important. Jy het medikasie vir jou diere, right? So here include basically parasitic conditions, dirty or parasitic conditions, or allows it to become infested with external parasites, that's mice and mites and others, or fails to render or procure veterinary or other medical treatment or attention which he is able to render to procure any such animal in need of such treatment or attention, whether through disease, injury, delivery of young, or any other cause, or fails to destroy or cause to be destroyed any animal which is so seriously injured or diseased or in such a physical condition that to prolong its life would be cruel and would cause such an animal to suffer unnecessarily. So basically what this appears to is, jy moet die plek skoon hou, en as jy sien al die dier dat bezig is om dood te gaan, en jy denk, die ander dood, ek kan gaan nie werk nie. Jy ken het nou al, jy doen het al so lang, jy weet, dit is te ver, daar is jy myn. Vir jou is het makkelijk, dis makkelijk om duiwe te decapitate. Doen liever dit, as wat jy hom daar los, en hy suffer en gaan dood. Okay? Dan sal ek ook so sal, dat jy 'n PS kry. Ek sal dit jy as die dood die sien, so dat is het paard, maar nie pas op die kant. Okay, ons nou jongens, ek weet het wat die is, en ek weet nie, ek is meest bewus van CEAH en CARE, die klap met Sinter van Wilson. Hulle doen het zo dit vols.
Is dit,
Dr. De Beer.
Daar by...
Butterfly World, daar jy.
Ek gaan klap met sy gaan
doen. Dat is Peter, so nou, maar dit is daar te lang, en dit is ook wel. So we said,
you want to start with the ringneck. Sê gou vir my, is jy aparte kos vir jou ringnek?
Ja.
En ek gou vir my wys.
Sy kos is 'n heel ander.
Ja, jy kan maar vir my bring van. Ja, ja.
My duiwe kos koop.
OK, appeltjies, senete is, ek weet sunflower seeds het te veel van dit gee, dis mos 'n addiction, is baie fat.
Die sien die ding is hy is
ook hulle as hulle sodra hulle te veel van dit het, gaan hulle net dit. Dit is McDonald's.
Ja.
OK. Sorry, ek vat nou jou huisvuil hier so.
Dis parrot food, dat ek dit is.
Okay, no, that is no, that is oh, this is a cheap variant.
With the peanuts and the chips.
Do you go to Panorama Pet Shop? I know they have lots of birds food
not
available.
Not a lot.
Not okay.
Not always.
So basically, for ringnecks, they need a species-specific food. Budgies. They have a specific food for them. What else do you have? Budgies?
Wild bird seed for the...
Yeah, wild bird seeds.
Yeah.
Is that for the fancy pigeons as well?
Ah.
Nee.
The wild bird is for like clay navies.
Okay.
So, when it's outside of the house at all the times. Then play number 2 or 3. Keep the living environment clean at all the times.
Yes, but you'll have to say for all birds, and we'll have to give more time for that. How long do you think it will? You will be able to clean everything properly or fix everything?
By next weekend.
So that is now the 16th. On the 26th of June, Monday. Do you want to check your diary? Do you want to check your diary just to be sure?
I don't know. I can't tell you unless I'm at work on the Monday. See about 10 o'clock, I know what my days look like.
So we'll put the date at the end as well. Okay. So that is 7 days, 8, 9, 10 days in total, Jeff. Okay.
So
then you have a bit more.
What I can do is let you know on Monday by lunchtime.
Not this Monday, the other
Monday.
Yeah. So, what I would do if I was you, I would sell a few, use that money, get nice cages that's easy to clean, with maybe trays or something like that. If you can, that's long thinking long term.
That's the situation that smaller cages I do for special breeding, for the colors or if I need. Besides, that's when I have, you can see now not all of them are used. Because other birds are already back into the...
From old feces, debris, food that causes parasitic conditions.
Okay, so now we are saying you are required to clean the pet cages within, we said 10 days.
And then you just explain why.
Keep the cages clean all the time, and then we said from the old feces.
From old feces, food, and debris. So debris, I would say, is like the other stuff: webs, feathers, sand, anything anders.
Okay.
But the most important is the old feces.
Okay. From the old feces, water.
No. Debris.
Can you spell it for me?
That is D-E-B-R-I-S.
D-E-B-R-I-S. I-S.
Old food. Yeah. So yeah, the scalper key, that's wonderful working with that. Okay. I'm trying to think because there's quite a few stuff there. Water cleaning from Aldi. Ensure that all birds have access to potable water. And then you explain what we saw. Potable drinking water at all times. Observe that some of the water bowls have algae, A-L-G-A-E. Always dirty. A-L-G-A-E. What did I say? Always dirty. Just keep it in front of it. And go on. Ensure that all the cages are fixed and dry. Fixed, dry, and raised from the floor.
Alright then.
Fixed, dry, and raised from the floor to prevent parasitic conditions.
Oh, wait a minute, Elaine.
And flooding.
It's just that, yeah.
What are you, where are you now? Now ensure that all cages are fixed, so that's the ones that are leaking, dry. Fixed, dry, and what did I say? Raised from the floor, comma, raised from the floor. Within 10 days to prevent parasitic conditions.
Okay.
No?
Yes. From the floor.
Yeah, Wendy, I set the fence up here.
Prevent parasitic
conditions. I'm just going to add something here, cleaning, clean more often, clean at least 2 to 3 times a week. I said it's going to happen.
Because what I wrote here is, you are required to clean the dead cages.
All the time, in all cases. Yeah. I just want to say, keep clean more often. Because he basically said when he goes away, every 2 weeks, basically, it gets cleaned properly when he's here. More often. Okay? And then...
We also mentioned the patches that needed to be like added in the...
I just never had time to put it okay. in, but that's what I'm going to do, yeah.
Within 10 days? Everything's going to basically be within 10 days. Okay, want dis nou groot werk. Write the purchase there for all birds. I'm not sure that pigeons necessarily need it. With a shelter, I actually want to...
Purchase for the pigeons, they should actually...
In transport, they don't need.
No.
Yeah.
For this, every bird needs, if there's purchase, 300.
Okay.
That's the size of the purchase. Or maybe... 200, but 300 is a decent size for the bird. And it all depends on the size of your loft or your cage or whatever the situation is.
Just right there with shelter, I wanted to say something. Outside of the house, this is a ring neck.
Mm-hmm.
Ensure all birds basically have hides or shelter from the weather conditions. So I go from daar is met die boksies. Daar is rarig nice. As hulle plekje het om in te gaan en weg te kom van die reen, die wind.
Allemaal die hier achter.
Ja, so hulle is fijn, maar nou net allemaal moet het hee.
Yes.
So nice as jy van daar gedien het, ek kan beweeg op. Ja,
dit is een groot werk. Dit is een groot werk. Die was 700 duiven. Toen heb ik die duiven weggemaakt. Of schuil down on my pigeons. So now I'm still busy doing that. But Rome wasn't born in one day.
I think what you can do...
So I'm still
do,
moving
yes.
around now.
What I would have done, if you know there's certain cages you're not going to use, that's hard, rather just get a trailer or something and just take it away. Then you already have more space. Or you can, yeah, I actually just want, then it must be raised, maybe you can use some of the old and they flatten it and put the stuff raised from the floor.
Put birds on the bottom cages.
Yeah, yeah. But then it's going to break it up, and they're going to keep it up to the middle. Nee, just die.
Then
I crack it
by a foot on my own
spot. Amper just die, the ring neck case, it's... nicely lifted. If you have something like that for all the birds, then you can store stuff underneath. It's just going to be easier to clean and move around. That's why I like that one because it does have wheels. It's still a bit low, but yeah. Anyway. So then, bags of feces and containers with dead birds.
And containers of
dead birds were observed in close proximity.
All right, were observed
in close proximity. PRO. ximity.
Okay, close proximity.
TY. Of live birds. TY, no, Y. With live birds.
That's why I wanted you to write here, Ella.
Okay, so then you just say basically remove or cordon off a section in your yard. Remove the bags and dead birds immediately. And create a section away from the birds. To store this, basically. Maybe you have a better way of saying it.
I can hear it, yeah.
The bags are.
So you remove the bags, how to put
birds? Birds, just put birds, birds in there.
Immediately.
As well as the feces, bags of feces. ECES. Okay. Scent. And then you just ja, ek het nou vir jou verduidelik maak my section, soos jy skoon maak, maak van net 'n section terug goed waar jy dit
skoon. Maar moet wat jy doen is jy put die take it away.
So yeah, basically what I'm saying is the birds are there, the broken cages, but you're anyways going to move this stuff. Yes. Use that section to put all the stuff that you move away to enviruses and keep it away from the birds. That's basically what I mean. I just want to get my train of thought again. Bags of feces, blah blah blah. There was something anders. Dit is die ringnek, dit is daai, ons het al die enclosures.
And you also spoke about lifting up the...
No, but didn't you mention that? Raised from the floor, right? Okay, so... This is going to be recommendations. We recommend... Do not use Jace Fluid and Jik to clean your cages.
Jace Fluid would be J-A?
I think it's
J-A-Y.
Y-S.
Y-S.
Yeah. And I think there's like fluid. Difficult.
F-L-U-I-D.
Jace Fluid.
Chicken Jace Fluid.
We recommend not use chicken oil to clean. To clean. Top. Ensure. That's a point. Ensure to always use pet-friendly products.
Barbecue.
Ek sê seker, ek sal
moet opwees. Dit is wat hulle in die hoenderplaas gebruik.
As dit veilig is vir die voëls, ja.
Dit is.
Okay. Ek gaan kyk na daai een. Ek weet F10 is vir alle diere. Ek weet dit is net duur, maar jy meng dit soos 'n groot pot. Dit hou actually lank. Maar dit kan jy spuit. Hulle gaan nie se
kort nie. Dit is baie beter
as wat ek ken het. Ja, so as jy as dit werk. Goed,
ek kan net op 'n goeie naam kom hê. Dis amper soos 'n dou was something.
Ja.
Dit is ook wat jy in die hokke mee spuit, wat hulle die hoenderhokke en pigeons en almal daai wat jy ook alles wat jy kan spuit na daai spesifieke.
Just say this can cause veterinary concerns. I will help you. Yeah. Perfect. Okay, then we're gonna recommend as well fly traps and humane rodent traps, as we observed rodents upon inspection. So
we recommend
obtain humane rodent and fly traps.
To obtain humane rodent traps.
And fly control. To prevent parasitic conditions. Ek gaan vir jou daai goed kry van die main goed. Okay. Did we miss anything? The ring neck, the shelter boxes, the fixing of the cages and lifting them, cleanliness. The F10 purchase.
I don't think it.
Okay.
And then the purchase. That was only one
drinking bowl.
Drinking, you know, what is the thing? The thing maybe you must add maybe another one. Let's say two in a enclosure.
So that they don't fight for the water, basically.
That purchase, they won't be there for the next maybe next week because that's why I'm organizing the vendors.
Okay.
They need to be two in a box.
Okay. So start with them, it's gonna be easier.
So two in a box, you only drink, you need one drinker.
Mm-hmm. Yes, absolutely.
But I don't mind getting another 10 drinkers to put it on there. That's
okay. Yeah, so we can basically add that with the drinking water here. All the birds must always have access to drinkable and potable water. That means all of them needs to be able to go to the water. So if you're going to do that within 10 days, perfect. As long as all of them can perch at the same time and get to the food and water bowls. I would not recommend putting the food bowls on the ground because then they can sit in it and poop in it and can mull in it and yeah, it's just a mess. So I prefer the hanging bowls because it's cleaner, actually, more of them. So just put our contact details there. Contact SPCA, and then you put our landline and after hours number, and you can put our email inspectorate@SPCA.
I do have all of that stuff, actually. Het
jy? Okay. Ja, ek wil dit net hier opsit, want hierdie een het nou nie die...
Who's the one that says that SMS is? Is it like a...
Dit is control.
Is it?
Dis control, they get the replies.
Ek het vir Reiner aangevat vir die SMS.
Wat was wat?
Dit sê, dis like dreigemente in die SMS. Sê ek vir meer met sommer.
Wat sal weer kyk?
Ek sikker goed kyk, kry, na sikker, as ek sikker goed kry, gaan ek vir jou bel of jou sê, tot jylle ordentlik kan wees en menslik kan wees, dan sal ons weer kyk. Until then, sorry.
Nee, dat is ek.
Dit is
so,
ek is baie
ongelukkig vooral. Dit is ok, ek sal met haar praat. So, the reason why I would rather take long with this inspection now than just rush it, like he wanted to do as well previously when he was here on the Friday evening, or when was it? That after hours, Thursday evening last week. Okay. I would rather do it, take long, do it perfectly so it can explain to you, okay, maybe do this and this and this. Use these materials. Rust is contagious. Get rid of this stuff. Move everything this side. Make that your scrap area, basically. Dat ons jou kan help om basically net dit beter te maak en vir jou makliker te maak om skoon te maak. En nou is daar klomp nooks en crannies en daar's meise en... Ek prefer dat jy skoonmaker kry wat jou kan help as jy nie is nie, of jou sister of jou ma, want hulle gaan dan eienaarskap vat as hulle nie is, alright. So, I would rather sit and discuss you and tell you the law to help you improve what you have at the moment. So what I do like is the metal cages, so it's easy to clean, the plastic cages would be easy to clean. The painted ones is better than the other wooden ones. So the ones that are working, rather use them than the broken cages. Or the big cage, that's easier to clean because it can easily go in and out. Try house pipe of fresh house, kom so makkelijk dat jy met jou tot net uit te spoel as jy drainage is. You can do that like everything we discussed now, then it's gonna be fine. So ons gaan, we're gonna come back Monday the 26th. It's before Kobani, luckily. So Monday the 26th, we're gonna come back. We'll stay in contact with you. It will be either me or brother Jeff or Werner, because we've been here now. But if you prefer us to come again, then we will come again, okay? Then I am gonna make this.
But what time are you gonna be here on Monday?
You let us know. What time must we be there on that Monday? You must rather check your diary if there's something on that
it's
week.
It's just my situation when I get to work.
Mm-hmm.
We normally know by 10 or whatever what the situation is. Because on a weekend, there's like the a country that's they're working. They're
building, what do you do?
Building the roads. I'm a diesel mechanic.
Okay.
So
maybe take leave that day if you can, or if you have leave. I'm just asking.
No, because you did mention that we can come back to do the follow-up on, you still remember, Vince, that you said we can come back to
do but the that's what I'm saying.
On Monday, you can speak with your mommy so that
you
can.
But that's what I'm saying. That's what I want. That's what I told you that day when you got here. Mm-hmm. Let me try and clean you.
Mm-hmm.
And then I will obviously let you guys know via email, via WhatsApp or whatever, say, listen, I think I'm done now. I think I feel comfortable for you to come here. Then I will let my mom know who is coming. If she's coming, then it's fine because then my mom will feel better.
Do we have her contact details on? Just write her contact details here. What's her name?
Rika.
Rika, or R-I-K-A?
Ek dan net eerder net met haar gesels.
Het jy jou suster of jou ma
se? My ma werk. Ag, my suster werk.
Het sy het jy haar telefoonnommer? Het sy 'n selfoon wat sy kan antwoord at least?
Ja.
Okay. Maar ons sal obviously met jou eers praat. Ek wil net haar as 'n backup hê.
Okay.
I'm just going to take a number as a backup. It's R-I-K-A. Just write it there, Rika. Between. I would just write it there.
Yes.
Yeah.
R-I-C?
No,
R-I-K-A.
R-I-K-A.
Yeah.
Rika, yes.
062?
062.
724?
724.
8840.
8840.
Yeah.
Does make that six nicer.
Yeah,
okay, so now we know 26. Okay.
Yeah.
Speak to your boss. We know 26.
It won't happen on a Monday that I have to leave. Normally on a Monday, we know we're going somewhere for the week. Or I might get called to Langebaan or Worcester.
When must you be on the road at earliest? 10 o'clock?
No, it's no time because COVID is past. So it's any time. I can leave.
Kan jy nie net sê jy's siek daai dag nie?
This is like government situation. You need to.
No, I'm just asking because I don't.
If you have to phone the parliament, listen, can I have all that and then. No, but I'm sure I will be here.
I just want to make sure that we decide on a date.
I just need to get to work. Then by 10 o'clock or lunchtime, I will know if I'm at work or not, or at home or not, and then I will be home at about convenient time, should be after 6:30, 7 o'clock.
If you are finished before then, on the Sunday or the Saturday, let us know.
Okay,
you have me on WhatsApp, so you can just let me know, hey, I'm actually finished on Sunday, I am home, rather come today, and then we come that day, a day earlier or whatever, that we don't mind. The Monday is like now the set date, if we can put it that way. Okay, so I am gonna write final, all right, because there has been another warning given before. So ek wil hê jy moet net vir ons iemand kry om skoon te maak, en dan wil ek net sien wat jy doen. As jy vir my wys jy het verander en jy het goed rondgeskuif en goeders, kry dit, dan gaan ons aanhou werk saam met jou tot ons alles uitsorteer vir jou volste bestwil en vir jou bestwil basically. En vir jou ma se bestwil, jou suster se.
Hoekom moet ek vir die bure se kak staan? Dit is waaroor dit is.
As hulle probleme het, soos if you see any animal welfare concerns on their property, then you can contact us. But if it depends what the problem is. If it's barking dogs, it's law enforcement. If it's about cleanliness, shelter, similar stuff that we wrote here, sick animals, yeah, anything like that, then we go. Government is barking too many animals, permits for things, stuff like that. All right, that is government and Cape Nature. But we do welfare, basically the basic needs of animals like humans. Okay. I just email his inspectorate. You can put mine at the bottom. It's INSP8.
Maybe,
yeah? Yeah. INSP8. There's a buyer from your Lenny Cop. There's going to be another one at Philippi. Ja, maar dit kan hy ook om help ook, om iemand te kry, dat hy vertrouw. I just want to sign. Ek het heel onder ons contact details gesit. Ok, my e-mail.
Mr. Sweetum, our aim is not to make your life difficult.
We want to help.
We want to help. I told you the last time. Our aim is not to make anyone's life difficult. We like to work with people. So that's why we believe that whatever we said to you, or whatever we wrote here, we're going to try by all means to rectify those things. Then you won't see our ugly faces again onto your property if... If everything is like sorted, you see, but if there are still concerns, or we are not happy, which means you will still see us coming. What I'm trying to say is, the people, they always label SPCA as bad people, as bullies.
No.
We are not bullies at all.
I'm a very fair person. Mm. Okay? But what I told the hell is that.
That's fine.
Then I'm not gonna open the gate or the door.
Mm.
So if you prefer us, then we'll
then
pay.
I'll send an email.
Okay.
I'm not appreciating this person. This attitude of this person. Do what you need to do with this person. If there's humans there, they're more than welcome there. Then I will open the door, I'll give coffee, food. But if there's an attitude, then I'm going to...
Are you fine with Jeff?
Yes.
Are you fine with me?
Yes.
Are you fine with Werner?
Fine.
Okay, great. So we have that sorted. Yes, we do sometimes confiscate animals. That's if people really don't want to work with us. And we try to help them numerous times, and they just don't want to listen. And
way. Every time he comes here, he sees there's improvement, so he can't.
Yeah.
As long as there's improvement.
Yes.
And he told me as well, you want to work with us or want to communicate, then that makes life easier.
Mm.
If you are a cat and don't want it, then it's going to be a problem for you.
I'm going to make another suggestion for you with regards to your neighbors. Do you have a permit to have all these birds on your premises?
That's what I told you earlier. The permit for the birds.
From City of Cape Town.
Ah.
Okay. I'm going to give you their details as well, alright?
I've got a guy. I spoke to him.
From law enforcement.
Ah.
It's from City of Cape Town.
Yeah.
Yes.
Head office, Cape Town.
Okay. Get that permit. Let them come out. Because you can get fines from them. So I'd rather warn you.
But I actually know the guy.
Mm-hmm.
He was here.
Mm-hmm.
And then he asked me about if I've got a permit, so I said, that's what NFPA told me.
Mm-hmm.
The legal permit is my membership number.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So he said, half of it is true, yes,
yeah.
But you will need to have a permit. So I said, fine, I don't have a problem with that. But what about the fuckers that's got the aviaries next to me?
We try our
they
best.
They need to have a permit.
Yes.
So that's what he told me. He went to them. And you ask them where is your permits.
Mm-hmm.
So they don't have permits.
Mm-hmm.
So he said, you guys complain about these birds in this guy's yard, but you don't have permit. So why are you complaining? Are you going to pay for the permit? So now they're all good.
So basically what I'm going to do is, why don't you be the example, Rian? Be the freaking example. So that if anybody comes here, if another law enforcement officer comes here that doesn't know you and they call City of Cape Town, and it's not that guy coming, then your ass is clear. They can do nothing from you, from law enforcement's bylaws, he can do nothing to you. You're sorted. So I can give you the details
still. One, there was a case a while ago, he came here with a government cassette.
So Western Cape is different, you know that. It's a bit more tricky here to have animals.
But then this dude came with a government gazette that was expired to tell me that my pigeons are poultry. So I said, my bro, you need to go back to school, firstly, because poultry is
chicken, ducks, turkeys,
stuff that you can eat, basically.
Yeah.
This is birds.
Hey, some people eat pigeons, eh?
Yeah, well.
I'm going to forward this email to you. You can just let him sign. We'll come back before or on the 26th.
You can vote for and then
I can hear if you have WhatsApp, Rian. I'm trying to help you from all avenues now, alright? Cape Nature, I also have, I'm not sure about birds, but I even have Cape Nature contacts for you if you want to get a permit from them.
Permit het hulle gesê,
access seker wat die force nie.
Funkies met die oor, hoe was die? Hulle het die permit nodig voor.
Duiwe. Ek sê seker oor duiwe nie, maar wat
die
duiwe.
Dit is oor die pere was, oor poultry, nee? Wat sy government gazette was oud, nee? Toe vraag ek vir hom, weet jy dat die nieuwe government gazette in 2013 uitgekom het?
Ek praat van die bylaws.
Ja, but
so the new bylaws came out 2020.
Ja, but
2021.
Okay.
Was it 2021?
But in the government gazette, the bylaw there wasn't split. The old one of 2005 and the 2013 one was two. They were two different gazettes.
So yeah, the old 20, one.
2013 one, the bylaw was split. It stated poultry, and the birds is pigeons, budgies, parrots. Large parrots, small parrots, finches, stuff like that. That was under that thing.
You know, I have a document here. I'm going to look for it. The bylaws, the animal keeping bylaws. So I sent you the email where you can apply for City of Cape Town for the permit to have birds in your residential area so that other people can't complain and you don't get fines from law enforcement. So I sent you that email. I'll send you the bylaw as well. That is pertaining with keeping animals and breeding with animals in your yard. If you comply with that, comply with us, anybody complains about you, nothing can happen if you have all of that. All right. So great. Thank you so much, Rian, for your time. And I really appreciate it.